When I tell my children where to walk, you walk. When I tell you where to run, you run. When I tell you what to speak, you speak. When I tell you to be silent, you be silent. When I tell you to stand still, don't move. When you don't know what to do, do nothing until you have peace that I am has spoken. When the enemy reminds you of your past, remind the devil of his future. When the spirit of condemnation attacks you, then remember this: I do not condemn you, so who are you to condemn yourself or allow anyone to condemn you? Your sins are as far away as the east is from the west. Picture a fishing hole and realize only you and the devil can go fishing for past sins that I have long ago washed away with my shed blood at Calvary. You must put up a no fishing sign there and don't go fishing there any longer, nor allow anyone else to go fishing there. I have paid the price. Don't allow the devil to remind you of a past that no longer exists. The old has passed away and become new. Let me ask you this: do you rewash clean clothes? Then stop reminding me of what my son Yahushua washed away. You are qualified for the new position I have called and anointed you for. If you doubt this, then you're saying the God you serve makes mistakes and you know more than I am does. Is that what you're saying? Is the clay going to tell this potter how to mold and use this vessel of clay? I have anointed you for such a time as this. The time is shorter than you think to share what I have given you to share. All doors are opening now if you will but behold the blessings I have reserved for you and accept what I am giving you. Remember, Elijah of old was not the one in true need, for he blessed the widow more than she blessed him. Elijah never was in true lack, for how can one so anointed be lacking in anything? How can you be lacking any good thing when you are blessed with more anointing and gifts than you have yet even realized? Study and read carefully the scriptures I have told my Elijah of new to give to you. As you have blessed her, now she has been told to speak these blessings unto you. Can you not yet discern one another? You two are more alike than you both know. I have chosen to introduce you both for my purposes, and there are no accidental meetings. Your ways are not always my ways, but my ways are always for your good, and no good thing will I withhold from either of you. Both of you stand before me, and both of you have tried to tell the master potter how to mold you and use you, and both of you have said, I am not worthy of such a task. But I say to both of you, of course you're not worthy by yourselves. I do not choose the vessels who boast of their worthiness or great value or beauty, nor do I choose those who think themselves more highly than they should, nor choose the vessels who think they are doing me a favor to be used in such a way. I choose vessels who know by themselves they can do nothing and speak nothing of value unless it is under the anointing of my Ruach HaKodesh. I do not choose you because you decide to promote yourself and think you're better than anyone else. I choose you because you know you're not the best, and your wealth, nor lack of it, does not impress me, nor what you have or don't have. The only thing that impresses me is the fact that you know, with God, all things are possible, and I choose my apostles and prophets from those that are least likely to be chosen in the world's eyes. I choose the least likely to confound those that think themselves wise. Study and meditate on the below scriptures, and you will know if this word of knowledge is meant for you. My sheep know I am the only good shepherd's voice, for what child does not know the voice of his father? If you do not hear my voice, then this message is not for you, but copy it, for you will be reminded when the time comes to send it to another person. This is a one-on-one word. Although originally given to another, it is not meant only for one man or woman or child. Jeremiah 1, verses 4 to 12. The prophet is called. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. Isaiah 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Jeremiah 18, verses 3 and 4. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
Well, I pray I have been used to be a blessing to you, and would you please let me know if this word bears witness to you in any way? I am only the messenger, so please don't stone this messenger. But if you do throw stones at me, remember, they will only bounce off me and unto my Daddy God, Yahweh, and Yahushua, and Holy Spirit, for that is who speaks this message forth. I have nothing to gain by doing this except knowing I am obeying my Daddy God. I really would consider it a privilege to pray with someone like yourself, for God Himself has validated you through this word if you hear Daddy God speaking to you one-on-one. Lately, I have noticed how when the Holy Spirit speaks a word, it seems it is for more than one person, although it is originally meant for one person, which is you, Chris. Please let me know I am to release this to the rest of the apostles and prophets. Please reread this more than once. I know I shall also. A lot of meat is here, and please let me know if it bears witness to you. For those of you who have been deceived by Satan and silenced the true apostles and prophets, and yes, women are apostles also. The Holy Spirit is not a respecter of gender, only willing vessels who will speak forth in boldness of the Holy Spirit, and not in a timid voice, in the flesh, afraid of offending people, more than the desire to enlighten them for their soul's sake. I waited to release this word because the original one it is intended for has not received the email in which I sent it in. Perhaps he is traveling out of the country. Please pray this man will get this message and reply to me in a spirit of love and not be offended before Valentine's Day. Chris, you are the one that stirred up this anointing in me just by praying for you daily. You say you're more than able to be my intercessor, and you are the man whom God used to bring me encouraging prophetic messages several times when I needed it the most. It seems the apostles and prophets who are used to bless others in this way, so few take the time to seek a word for us. Chris, when you read this, remember the word was originally spoken for you, but forgive me, I can't hold back this prophetic word of knowledge any longer. The elect are getting deceived. Note to my intercessors, Chris is one of the names he has used in his correspondences. I don't discern it in his real name, but I don't want to release his real name in case this would offend him. I am attaching this personal note to prove to him I first tried to reach him with this word of knowledge. Pray, if he is involved in a prophetic school such as the one God warns about, he will hear Daddy God warning him to flee quickly from it or raise up in boldness and speak out against the prophetic schools. Only out to silence the true apostles and prophets and line their pockets with gold and silver. Much love, your sister in Yahushua, Reverend Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomaya.